In the snow-covered streets of Moscow, 16-year-old Sasha Ivanova's life shatters during what should have been a joyous Christmas celebration. Armed men storm her family's estate, methodically executing everyone present. She survives only because her young cousins instinctively shield her with their bodies as bullets tear through the dining room. For hours, she lies motionless beneath their lifeless forms, their blood seeping into her holiday dress. This single night transforms a carefree teenager into someone consumed by vengeance. Years later, Kirill Morozov stands as the calculated Pakan of the Russian Brafa, a man who views relationships as chess pieces in a greater game of power. Yet beneath his cold exterior lies a profound contradiction, his deep, almost obsessive connection to Sasha, now his wife of 5 years. When news arrives of her supposed death in a bombing, his carefully constructed world begins to disintegrate. What Kirill doesn't know is that Sasha is very much alive, convinced that he orchestrated both the bombing and her family's massacre years ago. This devastating misunderstanding forms the central conflict. Two people bound by deep love, now transformed into mortal enemies by circumstances and carefully crafted lies. Their reunion unfolds in a remote cabin during a snowstorm, a fitting backdrop for the emotional tempest brewing. Sasha aims a hunting rifle at Kirill, her hands steady but her eyes betraying a mix of hatred and hurt. When she pulls the trigger, she only grazes his arm, unable to deliver a fatal shot despite her resolve. Bleeding but undeterred, Kirill approaches with predatory grace, declaring, "Till death do us part," words that now sound more like a threat. He leverages her brother Anton's capture to force a deal, 3 months together for a divorce afterward. Though she agrees to save her brother, his possessive gaze reveals he has no intention of letting her go. "I'm not your wife, Kirill. I'm your future ex-wife," Sasha declares firmly. Their forced cohabitation becomes a pressure cooker of unresolved emotions, desire warring with distrust, love tangling with hatred. Each day brings them closer to either reconciliation or destruction. As Sasha returns to Kirill's home, she's surprised by the genuine grief her death caused. His sister embraces her tearfully, while staff reveal how Kirill spiraled into despair, believing she was gone. During their time together, deception gradually falls away. At a remote cabin, Kirill shows a different side, cooking for her, bringing flowers, taking her hiking. This vulnerability creates space for connection, though Sasha remains cautious. "This version of Kirill terrifies me because I'm afraid to hope it will last. Every morning, I wake dreading the honeymoon phase will end and we'll return to being enemies." Their physical relationship becomes a battlefield where vulnerability and power intertwine. When Kirill's jealousy erupts over Victor, their encounter is both aggressive and passionate, blurring the line between possession and protection. What makes their dynamic compelling is how they recognize each other's darkness. Kirill doesn't try to fix Sasha's trauma, while she understands his possessiveness stems from fear of loss rather than mere control. The Christmas season represents a transformative journey for Sasha. Having lost her family during a Christmas dinner massacre, the holiday had become an annual reminder of her deepest trauma, a time she'd typically spent alone, haunted by memories of gunfire shattering what should have been a peaceful celebration. When Kirill reluctantly agrees to celebrate Christmas with her, it marks a significant milestone in her healing. Initially resistant due to his own complicated relationship with holidays, he demonstrates remarkable growth by recognizing how meaningful this step is for Sasha's recovery. The surprise gathering he arranges reveals layers of thoughtfulness. He carefully incorporates Russian traditions, like serving Olivier salad and leaving gifts under a New Year's tree, while respecting American customs Sasha remembers from childhood. His family's presence fills the cabin with warmth and laughter, creating a protective circle of love around Sasha as she faces her fears. The moment Sasha whispers, "Shastlivogo Rozhdestva, Luchik," Merry Christmas, to Kirill, becomes especially poignant. Using his Russian nickname meaning little ray of light, she acknowledges how he's gradually illuminated the darkest corners of her trauma. Midway through their three-month agreement, Sasha discovers she's 15 weeks pregnant with Kirill's son. This creates a complex dilemma. She wants him to love her for herself, not out of obligation to their child. She confides only in Christina, keeping the pregnancy secret from Kirill. Despite putting my body through bombing, stress, and heartache, this little fighter survived, Sasha marvels at the ultrasound. Her child's heartbeat becomes a daily source of strength, symbolizing life's resilience. The pregnancy represents hope amid chaos, a new beginning untainted by their family's blood feud. Yet it complicates her plan to leave Kirill after their agreement ends, binding them together unexpectedly. This plotline explores how parenthood can heal generational wounds. For Sasha, who lost her entire family in one night, the baby offers a chance to rebuild. For Kirill, who never experienced healthy family dynamics, it presents redemption beyond power and control. The novel's climax reveals the true architects behind the Ivanov family massacre. In an abandoned warehouse confrontation, Yulia, Kirill's lover, and Albert, Sasha's uncle, ambush Sasha. As rain pounds the metal roof, the devastating truth emerges. Albert orchestrated the massacre of his own family, driven by deep-seated jealousy. "He killed our family for power," Sasha realizes. "He hated being overlooked for my father. The attempts on Anton's life, the sabotaged brake lines on my car, it was all him, trying to eliminate our bloodline." The ensuing firefight turns the warehouse into a war zone. Multiple characters are injured, and Sasha takes a bullet to the abdomen, collapsing as blood seeps through her clothes, her final thought of her unborn child. Days later, she awakens in the hospital to learn two things. Her baby survived, and Kirill had positioned his most ruthless enforcers throughout the hospital, threatening severe consequences to anyone providing less than exceptional care. The emotional core of the resolution centers on Kirill and Sasha's reconciliation. When Kirill confronts Sasha about hiding her pregnancy, what seems like another step toward divorce reveals itself as his test of their bond. In their most vulnerable moment, Kirill confesses, "I don't only love you, I'm nothing without you." Sasha shows her growth by refusing his offer to step down as Pakhan, recognizing this role as fundamental to his identity. Her admission that her love never wavered leads to their mutual promise of unwavering commitment. The epilogue, 18 months later, during Christmas, shows their transformed life. Kirill observes their home, now filled with warmth and laughter, where their son Vaughn plays among family. The hardened crime boss finds himself moved by simple domestic moments, his son's first steps, Sasha's gentle lullabies. His final reflection, "I'm hers, she's fucking mine, until death do us part," echoes their wedding vows with new depth. What began as possessive words have evolved into a declaration of belonging, completing their journey from a marriage of convenience to transformative love.